Good morning. You're with Jeremy and Amanda. Who's this?
Oh, this is George. Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Amanda.
Hey, George. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you making the time today. Thank you so much, guys.
Well, George Mondera, this is our first opportunity to get to know you. Why don't you start off by just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was born in Zimbabwe in Africa, and I'm one of eight boys, and I'm married to my wife here, Lucy. We've been married for 20 years. We've got two kids, Savannah and Summer. Savannah is 11 and Summer is 8 years old, and we currently live in Nashville, but we moved over from Germany about 5 years ago, and we're loving it.
Help me understand this. You were one of eight boys, and now you have two daughters. What kind of shift is that for you?
I don't know. You know, I think the Lord has his ways here. It's like, buddy, I want to show you a whole another world. You know, having girls, it's totally different, you know? When I found out that I was having girls, I was absolutely excited, but also terrified. I was like, Lord, what am I going to do with these princesses? You know, and but no, it's amazing. I just love having girls. You know, they take care of me. They take care of my hair. They look after me. There's a lot of emotions in the house. Usually someone crying, and it's usually me. So I love it. Pretty cool.
Well, we've been enjoying your new song, Not Even Once. It's a great introduction to you. But can you tell us a little bit about where that song came from?
Yeah, so I got to write that song just towards the end of COVID. You know, I got together with amazing writers, producers in Nashville. You know, they've done a lot of stuff with people in Nashville, you know, notably Toby Mac. And but yeah, we got together and we were just kind of chatting about life, as you do. And you know, and the theme of our conversation anyway ended up leading just to, you know, us talking about God's faithfulness and our journeys, our stories about how we ended up in Nashville and what God had brought us through. And I guess, you know, one of the tag phrases that just came out of the chat was not even once. God has not failed us, not even once. And we were like, hey, that's the song right there. Let's write that, you know. And so it came out of just, you know, us remembering what God has done in all our lives. Everyone has a story of where God has brought them from and our journeys and stuff. And you know, if we look back at God's track record, it's just faithfulness. And so that's where the song came from, really. And it's just a celebration of God's faithfulness in all our lives, well, in my life and everyone else's life.
I like your perspective on that because you've been all over the world, Zimbabwe, Germany, United States, and in every single step, every single situation, you've seen God's faithfulness. What brought you from point A to point B?
It's a crazy story. So I grew up growing up in Zimbabwe just from being a kid. I just always wanted to do music and one day maybe travel the world and serve the Lord. You know, it was just something that God placed in my heart from a very young age. And starting off in Zimbabwe, a band comes to town. They're a Christian band called MIC from South Africa. It's the first time I'd seen a band like that. And these guys were just amazing. And I was like, Lord, I want to do that. And this amazing story happens where I connect with the band and they ask me to come audition. You know, they didn't know anything about me. Didn't know whether I was a genuine believer. They didn't know whether I could sing. This all happened within 6 months. I end up going to South Africa and I end up joining this band. I mean, without even auditioning, God just really literally plucked me out of Zimbabwe. And then I was with that band for a while in South Africa and moved to the UK to join another band called the Worldwide Message Tribe back in the 90s. And then from there, God just grew me and just taught me, you know. And I mean, I can honestly say that's when I look back at just how I've ended up doing what I'm doing. It's just been miracle after miracle after miracle of God just being so kind and so amazing. And so the journey was that. And then through doing music in the UK, I got to meet Matt Redman, who I traveled with for many years. And traveling with Matt, I met Chris Tomlin and Christy Markles and all the Passion guys. And I guess God just started giving me a community of people around me. And I was writing songs, obviously, with all these guys. And then I guess it just got to a point where God started giving me my own voice, you know, and it was like, hey, time to share your story and about what I've done in your life. And so that's how all this has come about.
Yeah, that is an amazing story. And it sounds like you've definitely been plugged into the Christian music world for quite some time. Maybe just speak to the importance of Christian music, Christian radio.
I mean, I just think it's amazing. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, as believers, I think we have the answer, right, through Jesus. You know, we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, you know. And I guess as songwriters, you know, we write these songs that, you know, God has given us to carry. I just think it's the message of life. You know, we've got the good news, and the world is a dark place. There's a lot going on, and we just feel Jesus is the answer, no other solution. And so hand in hand with us writing songs about him and that he gives us and then working with Christian radio, you guys get to take the songs to people and share those with different communities. And hopefully those songs encourage people and also get people to meet the Savior, right? And so I think that's the importance of what you guys do and what we do. It's all a team. It's all kingdom stuff. So I love it.
One thing I love about your song, George, is that it is very easy to sing along to.
Yes.
And I feel like sometimes we have to say words out loud for our brains to believe them, for our hearts to believe them. What would you tell to someone today who is doubting the faithfulness of God? Maybe they've gone through something really, really difficult and they wonder, God, are you even there?
I guess it's just about continuing just to keep your eyes on him, you know, and that he always does come through, even if it doesn't seem like it. The thing I love about God, we can feel like we're in the fire, we're in the storm, but he promises to be with us in those situations. And so I just think, you know, if I were to encourage you, just keep your eyes on him. Continue to trust him. He's never far away. His love will never let you go. And so that's what I would say. Just know that God is with you. He's faithful. He'll never let you go. He's holding you through everything that you're going through. And we'll see you too.
Great words of wisdom. George Mondera, spending time with him this morning. And George, we're gearing up for Easter. And then right after that, we start to warm things up, head into summer. Do you got any festivals planned? Do you got any other maybe stuff with the family that you want to highlight?
So I'm on the road with Chris Tomlin at the moment. So we're doing this amazing night, Stories of Worship with Chris Tomlin. And it's been great. So we're going to be doing that until end of April, actually. And for Good Friday, we're actually doing an event at the Bridgestone in Nashville, which is going to be amazing. Chris does that every year. And so I get to do that with him, you know, just to celebrate what Jesus did for us. And I mean, just to remember the cross and that he gave his life for us. So I love Easter because it's the foundation of everything, right? It's a fun foundation of our faith. But for family-wise, we're planning to go back to the UK, but we're waiting for our green cards at the moment. Mm. And so as soon as those come out, you know, it takes a long time. You know, everything is delayed, but we're kind of looking forward to that.
Well, George Mondera, we appreciate the time you've been spending with us. Before we wrap things up, is there anything else you want to leave with our listeners today?
Yeah, just be encouraged. You know, God is faithful. No matter what you're going through, just know that God is for you, that he loves you, that he has a plan and a purpose for you. I feel our story is, as a people of God, is not a story of fear with all the things that are going on in this world, but a story of faith. So know that, hey, you know, let faith rise up, whatever you're doing, and let God be the center of your lives. Thank you, guys. I so appreciate you doing this. And thanks for playing the song. You know, thanks for letting it be out there.
Appreciate of course. That. Our pleasure. Have a great day.
You both have a blessed day today.